Welcome to the Lenovo Story Hub podcast. In today's episode, we sit down with Lenovo's VP of Device Plus Technology Research, Daryl Cromer, to learn about all things artificial intelligence. AI is one of the hottest topics in all of tech right now, and whether you work in tech, you're a consumer, or you're just an average everyday person, AI is having an impact on you in some way. We wanted to talk with Daryl to learn more about what Lenovo is doing with AI, his view on all the emerging trends related to artificial intelligence, and most interestingly, what happens next. So Daryl, AI, it's kind of a buzzword to many people today. We hear it all the time, especially in tech. Those of us that work in tech, those of us that use tech, we know what it stands for. We know that it's important. What are some examples of AI and how it impacts us every day for regular people, whether they know it or not?
Certainly. Let's talk about a couple examples. I think one that everyone will recognize is your car, the navigation in your car, whether you use the onboard nav system or a smartphone. You're driving to work or driving someplace, it gives you the best routing based on time, distance. But there's an accident, it will automatically tell you there's an accident coming, the road's blocked, and reroute you. It'll figure out the best route to take based on the accident condition. So it's able to look and recognize what's going on in the road ahead and know when the right exits are and where the right turns to make and how to reroute you around. That's a great example of AI. I think another example is the voice technology, how it's changed going forward. You know, several years ago, when you would call in and do a voice response, you would type in 1, 2, 3, kind of a number system. It was very simplistic. Today, it's more conversational. You can give a complex command. What is the weather? Turn this on, turn that off, play this song, play this radio station. It becomes much more conversational where you can link in a couple ideas at once, increase the volume. And that will continue to improve as we move forward, that the ability to make it much more conversational, where it'll be almost interacting as if you would with another person. And I think another example is we think about us as a device maker. We've had AI components on our devices for many years, whether it's a PC or smartphone. Some examples are predictive word typing. You know, as I type, I'm a horrible speller and I often hit the wrong keys. However, the predictive word goes through and does the corrections for me. It knows what I intended to type and makes that correction. Also, we have a smart camera. The smart cameras today, you know, I can point, take a picture, and it will not only take a picture of the object, it will understand the object and in many cases provide additional information of what I'm looking at with some information around it, some contextual information to that. Also, our devices are becoming smarter in the fact that they manage their power, their connection settings, and securities automatically around that. So they know what I intend to do and do it for me.
So those are obviously great examples of AI on like a smaller scale that, you know, make everyday life more efficient, easier, more interesting. But what's really exciting about AI to me are some of the bigger world-changing impacts that AI has. Do you have any specific examples of maybe how Lenovo with AI coupled together is doing something bigger and better that changing an industry possibly?
Yeah, I'll give two examples, and both are tied to AI and augmented reality AR. Because, you know, augmented reality is a great way you want to bring in digital objects into the world and add information, and AI is really powering that transformation. In our China group, we're doing a lot with the airline industry, where you have an AR HMD, and it gives you the ability as pilots or maintenance people look at an aircraft or an airplane or an engine, that AI powers them to go through and see the state it should be in, the conditions. It helps do the inspection. So in addition to having the pilot or the maintenance worker do the inspection, AI is there alongside looking at the conditions, looking at the environments to see if the plane is safe to fly, looking for safety issues. Another example is we're doing something with the Huntsman Cancer Institute and the area of melanoma cancer, and we use AR glasses, and the AR glass will be able to show a cancerous lesion, but using AI we can do segmentation to show where the lesion stops and where the normal skin continues, and we can track that over weeks and months so that the oncologist can see how the progression of the lesion, is it growing larger, is it changing, and giving very accurate measurements of dimensions in 3D of how it's changing so they can see the effectiveness of various treatments or also note the spread going forward. So we see AI being very valuable in both in the retail and aerospace industry and the healthcare industry to really to empower, whether it's a pilot or a physician, to do more and see more and have a much better experience to hopefully improve the world.
Can I ask you a follow-up on that? So is it one of those things where the more you use it, the smarter the AI gets? I mean,
certainly. It was a great question. One of the things about this, we talk about AI is training data. So as an AI model sees examples, for example, in the case of the tumors, we are giving it images of cancerous lesions, melanoma lesions. As it sees more, it learns more, it improves its models. It's kind of a self-improving model. So once we go through, we're giving thousands of pictures of cancerous lesions in conjunction with this particular hospital. And then it will start building the model where it does a better job of recognizing tumors, recognizing lesions, and being a better job of the segmentation. We're looking at doing other skin diseases where you can see anytime someone has a rash or a skin condition, we have the ability to look at that and track it. So we just need more training data to pick up of different rashes, different types of outbreaks, and the AI model will eventually learn those and become very good at predicting and doing segmentation of those as well.
You know, not, I mean, obviously there's a lot of exciting stuff happening right now, but everyone wants to know, like, what's coming next? What's the evolution of AI to you going to look like over the next few years? As consumers, what should we expect? As humans, what should we expect AI to look like in the few years ahead of us?
Yeah. Well, certainly. Well, one thing I'd like to say is that AI has been around for many years. This is not, it's become a buzzword recently, but AI development has been going on for 20 plus years, even longer. So we're seeing a lot of development. But why it's accelerated recently has to do with the first element is algorithms. The fact that we hear a lot about neural networks and deep learning algorithms, we're at a point now in history where there are some very good algorithms that are available that have been standardized, that are in place for deep learning and running on these neural networks. They've been in place to become established, and they're fairly readily available. Even on open source, you can pull down great algorithms for AI. The second part is just processing power, because for AI really wants to use a parallel processing method. And you're seeing that with the NVIDIA's driving forward some great processors between NVIDIA and FPGAs to do the processing. So now the processing is readily available and it can be done much easier, much lower cost, and much higher performance. So it gives the ability to run these neural networks and do this processing much easier than it was 5 or 10 years ago. But what's enabling that now gets into the training data. So really to train these models, it takes a significant amount of training data to be brought forward and made available, and you're starting to learn that. We mentioned the cancer example of we need to see thousands and thousands of pictures of tumor so that the model can train itself. You're seeing that in the self-driving car industry. They're doing a lot of training data to understand the roads and what the environment around them. As these training data increases, becomes much more valuable. So now we're in the phase of we have great algorithms, we have processors in place. Now we're gathering the training data. The next phase is really going to be the applications. What are the applications that can really take advantage of this? I talked about a couple earlier today, whether it's cancer or airline maintenance, things of that nature, self-driving cars. We'll see an explosion of applications that will take advantage of this. And that's really where the fun begins, because it's kind of, think of your imagination where things will go. You know, if we look back, we had maps, we had navigation, and Uber disrupted the taxi industry with their whole method of how they brought this together. We would expect to see many industries disrupted as this moves forward with AI. And what the methods will be and how they'll move forward, time will tell, but I expect to see the next big phase of this will be business disruptions, or AI changes how we traditionally do things and do it much better in the future.